This is dictating on Charles Davern. That's Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Davern is D. D as in David. D-A-V-E-R-N. Davern. D-A-V-E-R-N. Their birth is 8. Date of birth is 11-8-58. Date of visit 8-6-25. Please make copy for Patricia Fredette, F-R-E-D-E-T-T-E. Patricia Fredette, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Patricia, thank you for sending Charles Davern for formal evaluation. Next. Chief complaint is abnormal chest CT with a right upper lung density. Period. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 66-year-old white male who has had a history of COPD, has cough and yellowish sputum production, and has had some weight loss. The patient has no fever signals or chest pains, and was sent for a chest CT on 7/10/25. The chest CT without contrast showed a mass-like consolidation in the right upper lobe with mild traction bronchiectasis and a scarring in the adjacent parenchyma, measuring 4.3 by 3.2 centimeter. And this was surrounded by a mild ground glass density, period. No lymphadenopathy. There was central ovular and paraseptal emphysema noted, period. The patient had been treated with antibiotic therapy, and he also had a CT-guided needle biopsy of the right upper lung density. This was apparently reportedly benign. He also has had a history for hypertension and hyperlipidemia, and history of COPD and chronic bronchitis. A history of right lung biopsy in 2021. Has peripheral vascular disease. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient was a smoker, one pack per day for 50 years, and drinks alcohol moderately. And presently retired. Next paragraph. Let's see. Family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother is in good health. Age 91. Next, allergies to aleve. Next, system review of the patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No cataracts or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No urinary frequency, flank pains. He has no hay fever, and he does have shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. He has no abdominal pains, reflux, or GI bleed, or diarrhea. No chest or arm pain, no calf muscle pain or palpitation, no anxiety or depression. He has easy bruising, then he has arthritis, and denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss, period. Next paragraph. Medlist, albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN. Advair-Dis 250 by 50, 1 puff PID, losartan, 50 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This well-built elderly white male is alert, no acute distress. There's no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 128 by 70, pulse 80, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 212, saturation 98. HENT non-cephalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosity matters, throat is clear. Neck supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And occasional wheeze is scattered throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Or the absence of irregular, smoothness to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities revealed. Mild varicosities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor upsets. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1, COPD. And emphysema. And number 2 is right upper lobe. Lung density, etiology undetermined. And probable chronic atelectasis. Number 3 is hypertension. And number 4, hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan patient has been advised to get a CBC and a coag profile and a complete pulmonary function study. He was also advised that a bronchoscopy might reveal any underlying process, including bronchial obstruction and or any unusual infections like mycobacterial disease. A coag profile to be done, and a bronchoscopy will be scheduled at Halifax Hospital. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Patricia Fredette, MD. FREDTE, MD. Thank you, Dr. Susan.